support for this KQED podcast comes from ACT, presenting Stephen Sondheim's rapturous musical, A Little Night Music. Featuring an all-star cast, A Little Night Music begins performances at ACT's Geary Theater May 20th. ACT-SF.org.
Good morning. This is the California Report. In for Queen of Kim, I'm Penny Nelson. 3 years after filing for Chapter 9 bankruptcy protection, the city of San Bernardino has approved a pathway out of insolvency. The city council's 6-1 vote last night comes after months of tense negotiations with public employee unions, lawsuits by creditors, and shifting city leadership. The repayment plan must now be approved by a federal bankruptcy judge. The California Supreme Court says juveniles accused of crimes are presumed competent to stand trial, just like adults, and must prove otherwise if they claim incompetence. That ruling was handed down yesterday. Meanwhile, terminally ill patients wanting access to experimental drugs are now a step closer. The state assembly passed legislation allowing patients who've exhausted other treatment options to try medication that has not yet been approved. That bill now goes to the state Senate. Nearly 9 in 10 Californians believe the drought is serious, according to a new state poll, but only about half say they could easily use less water. Here's KQED science reporter Amy Standen.
Earlier this month, the state ordered an historic 25% reduction in residential water use. Mark DiCamillo of the California Field Poll says he found broad support for that move, as well as for the idea that people who use too much water should face fines.
The public is recognizing the severity of the situation and is getting behind its political leaders to try to do something about it.
But only about half of Californians feel they could easily cut back. DiCamillo says from a policy standpoint, that's a problem.
So you want to get a large majority saying that they can do this, and there's a large proportion saying it's going to be difficult.
57% of the Californians reached by pollsters said they believe farms could use less water without creating real hardships. I'm Amy Standen, KQED News.
More and more deportees in Tijuana have lived years, sometimes decades, in California or elsewhere in the U.S. Many had to leave families and homes behind. But KPBS Fronteras reporter Jean Guerrero says for now, many have lost hope of returning and are just trying to find jobs.
Every day at sunrise, dozens of deportees gather on this Tijuana street about 5 miles south of the border. Contractors seeking plumbers, electricians, or construction workers for cheap pick them up from this spot. Cesar Jimenez Sanchez rummages through his backpack to show me the tools he has amassed. Hammers, a cement mixing tray, a round saw, and more.
All of these tools, I've bought them with the money I've saved to do the work I need.
Jimenez is among more than 2 million immigrants removed from the U.S. since 2008, part of the biggest deportation wave in U.S. history. Tijuana receives about 40% of those who return to Mexico. Deportees like Jimenez want to go back to the States, where they had a life, a family, and a job. But it looks like they're here to stay.
Sometimes it's hard. The despair is very great.
In recent years, a research institute in Mexico found a dramatic decrease in the number of deportees who plan to return to the U.S. Crossing has become too difficult. Smugglers are more expensive. Border agents are more numerous. Some migrants fear going to federal prison after repeat immigration violations. Jimenez lived in the U.S. for 32 years before he was deported from Santa Ana, California for a DUI. He stays in Tijuana so he can be as close as possible to his family across the border.
I have a wife and my children, 8 children.
Tijuana feels unfamiliar and inhospitable. He's taken to sleeping in the streets.
I'm from Cuernavaca, Morelos. I was born there.
Going back there would take him almost 2,000 miles farther from his children. Like so many other deportees, he can only find informal jobs because he doesn't have an official Mexican ID. He doesn't know how to go through the required bureaucracy to get one.
I'm illegal all over again here because I don't have papers, don't have anything.
Migrant shelters throughout Tijuana are adapting their services to help deportees reintegrate. Father Pat Murphy, director of Casa del Migrante, assists migrants in obtaining documents such as birth certificates. His volunteers help deportees set up email addresses, write resumes, and improve their wardrobe so they can find jobs. They even offer free haircuts.
People are tired about trying to cross and a lot of people want to reestablish themselves in Tijuana. Why? Because their family's on the other side.
He says most deportees are resilient, and after a few days at the shelter, are ready to work.
They just, as we say in Spanish, ya tiene ganas, no? Yeah, they really have this spirit that they want to do something.
Only deportees who show these ganas are allowed to stay longer term at the shelter. 43-year-old Mario Riojas has been staying there. The Casa was able to get him a job at Tervista, a call center capitalizing on the number of bilingual deportees in Mexico.
Since I was 18 years old, I moved to U.S.
He started a construction business in Nashville.
So basically, I was a contractor over there. So the last time I worked in the state, I used to have almost 60 person working for me over there.
But he was deported after a routine traffic inspection. After he made multiple attempts to recross, immigration officials threatened to put him in prison. He decided it wasn't worth the risk.
So I guess we had to put our feet on land, and I say, well, I'm here, see what the choices I have.
He plans to reinvent himself in Tijuana. He says he'll work at Telvista until he can start a construction company like the one he had in the U.S. For the California Report, I'm Jean Guerrero in Tijuana.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, May 19th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Bracamontes and Velasic PC, San Francisco trial lawyers protecting the injured and wrongfully terminated, fighting for tenants' rights, bvlawsf.com, Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected, on the web at theschmidt.org, and the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org.